Chapter 10 to 11. Then the Most High spoke, and the Great Holy One spoke. And he sent Sariel to the son of Lamech, saying,
Go to Noah and tell him in my name, hide yourself, and reveal to him that the end is coming, that all the earth will be completely destroyed. And tell him that a flood is about to come upon all the earth and destroy everything on the earth. And now instruct the righteous one, the son of Lamech, what he should do, how he may preserve his soul and escape forever. And from him a plant will be planted, and his seed will endure for all the generations of the ages.
And to Raphael he spoke,
Proceed, Raphael, and bind Azazel hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness, and make an opening in the desert that is in Dudael. Cast him there, and lay beneath him sharp and jagged stones, and cover him with darkness, and let him dwell there for an exceedingly long time. Cover up his face, and do not let him see the light. And on the day of the great judgment, he will be led away to the conflagration of fire. And heal the earth which the watchers have desolated, and announce the healing of the earth, that the plague may be healed, and all the sons of men may not altogether perish on account of the mystery that the watchers have told and taught to their sons. And all the earth has been made desolate by the deeds of the teaching of Azazel, and over him ascribe all the sins.
And to Gabriel the Lord spoke,
Proceed, Gabriel, against the bastards, against the half-breeds, against the sons of miscegenation, and destroy the sons of the watchers from among the sons of men. Send them against one another in a war of destruction, and length of days they will not have. And they will all request it of you, but no petition will be granted to their fathers on their behalf, that they should expect to live an everlasting life, nor even that each of them should live 500 years.
And to Michael he spoke,
Proceed, Michael. Make this known to Shemihaza and the others with him, who have mated with the daughters of men, so that they were defiled by them in their uncleanness. And when their sons perish and they see the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth, until the great day of their judgment and consummation, until the judgment of the age of the ages is consummated. Then they will be led away to the fiery abyss, and to the torture, and to the prison where they will be confined forever. And whoever is burned and destroyed will henceforth be bound together with them until the consummation of their generation. And at the time of the judgment, which I shall judge, they will perish for all generations. Destroy all the spirits of the half-breeds and the sons of the watchers, because they have wronged men. And destroy perversity from the face of the earth, and let every wicked deed be gone. And let the plant of righteousness and truth appear, and it will become a blessing. The deeds of righteousness and truth will be planted forever with joy. And now all the righteous will escape, and they will live until they beget thousands, and all the days of their youth and their old age will be completed in peace. Then all the earth will be tilled in righteousness, and all of it will be planted with trees and filled with blessing. and all the trees of joy will be planted on it. And they will plant vines on it, and every vine that will be planted on it will yield 1,000 jugs of wine. And of every seed that is sown on it, each measure will yield 1,000 measures, and each measure of olives will yield 10 baths of oil. Cleanse the earth from all impurity and from all wrong, and from all lawlessness and from all sin, and remove godlessness and all impurities that have come upon the earth. And all the sons of men will become righteous, and all the peoples will worship, and all will bless me and prostrate themselves. And all the earth will be cleansed from all defilement and from all uncleanness. And I shall never again send upon them any wrath or scourge for all the generations of the ages. Then I shall open the storehouses of blessing that are in the heavens and send them down upon the earth, upon the works and the labor of the sons of men. And then truth and peace will be united together for all the days of eternity and for all the generations of men.